معرفت نفس سشن 2 8th of February 2009. What I start, the reason I, number one reason I started with this, you remember for the last 7-8 sessions we have started always to some sort of ziyarat of one of the A'imma alayhim as-salam, except last time I didn't do it. And because in, they say, especially in Ma'rifat al-Nafs, one of the most helping aids and assistances is with the help of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It has a lot to do with knowing ourselves and knowing the nafs. I also used to read from the book of one of the Urafa, the life of one of the Urafa, a few sentences, so that we get also a help from the soul of these people. This is the person I've told you about that I used to go in Qom to see him time to time, but I have not really been using him as much as I have been able to. He says his name was Kal Ahmad, which is, means Karbala-i Ahmad in Farsi. They summarize and say it, call it Kal Ahmad. He says in one of his talks, he's passed away now about 7-8 years ago. He says one of any salik, any walker on the way of the towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called salik, or suluk means walking on the way towards Allah. Any salik to reach to his destiny and to his destination, he has to observe 3 points. The first point of success in this way is, he says, serving the people and getting away from injustice and zone. And then he says the second key for success on this way is holding to the safinatul najat from the read from Innal Hussein Misbahul Huda wa Safinatul Najat, getting the rope of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and having his hope and his love in the heart. It will help a lot in this way of suluk. And then he says the third key to success is tawajjuh and huzur ad-da'imi, means presence, all feel, knowing that you are all the time at the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continuous conscious, being conscious that continually we are at the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I have chosen for today in continuation of last week's talk was, we were talking about taharat of khiyal, the cleanliness or cleansing of the khiyal. Taharat of khiyal, I told you briefly, had three important parts, and those three important parts are taharat of khiyal from corrupted or wrong beliefs, such as things about knowing things about Allah, Qiyamah, revelation, angels, heaven and hell, and things like that. And taharat of khiyal from reject imagination, such as backbiting, accusing people, and things like that. And taharat of khiyal from long wishes. And to understand the importance of taharat itself, it's very important. In Quran, it talks about it, and it says, "La yamassahu illa al-mutahharun." La yamassahu illa al-mutahharun is the verse which is being used by fuqaha, the scholars, to take this notion of you are not allowed to touch Quran without wudu, but that's only very low level of taharat. But important, a deeper meaning of this verse is la yamassahu. It doesn't say you should not touch it if you are not tahir. It says la yamassahu illa al-mutahharun is fi'l muzari, and fi'l muzari can talk about eternity. That means no matter what and no matter how much you study, if you are not tahir, we will not be able to touch the meaning of Quran. We are able to read the Quran, we are able to know the words and the zahir of Quran, but to get deep into the meaning of Quran, which has got, as per some rawayats, 70 levels of meaning, we have to have taharat. So taharat or cleanliness or cleansing ourselves in different levels of wujud has a pivotal role in touching the meaning of Quran. So that is why even for your learning, you have to attend to the taharat and cleansing. Taharat of khiyal from corrupted beliefs is what we are doing. What we are doing in these classes is we are trying to learn and understand what is revelation, what is angel, what is heaven, what is hell, what is shaitan, what is Allah, what is the Prophet, what is insan-e-kamil or the perfect human. All of these notions, any of them missing, I can assure you, any of these parts or pieces of the puzzle, if it's missed, if you miss the understanding, the meaning of it, we have not made any understanding of the whole creation. Or we cannot make any understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you have no way into Zat of Allah. There is no way that we understand the Zat of Allah. When you cannot, and we are even asked that do not talk about the Zat of Allah. So that leaves for us what? We can only talk about Asma'ullah, the names of Allah, and the attributes of Allah. And attributes of Allah are manifested in angels, in heaven, in hell, in human beings. So that is why we have to make an understanding of these parts of our beliefs, so that we make an understanding of Allah. Otherwise, if anyone claims that there is another way to understand Allah, come and tell us how. How can we make an understanding of Allah without knowing the attributes of Allah, and which are manifested in external world? So this is what we are doing now in these lectures and in these classes. But the only thing I want to remind, I have said it many times before, we have not to confine ourselves only to this class, 1 hour or 1.5 hour class, and we say, okay, it's done, we are great, we have done our job and we have learned about Allah. This is a change of paradigm, this is a change of notion that we have to learn in this class how, when we are outside the class, and how, when we are living our normal life, how, when we are doing our business, how, when we are doing our work and our job, we have to have a reading of the universe. Because everything comes our way is a part of universe. And we have to have a reading of it. And the reading of the universe must be with the eyes of oneness. Because what we see outside world is diversity. What we need to do is, we have to use our eye of oneness. That means you have to see what is and who is behind whatever you see in life. And the other part, the second part of Taharat of Khiyal was, we have to forget about people. We have to forget about the sins of the people. We have to forget about the things that other people do. I think it's Imam Ali alayhi salam who says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, that if one, that means he, if any human being is busy with his own problems, he gets no time to attend to the problem of other people. When I say problem of other people, not that you should not attend to the problem in terms of solving their problem. You do not get time to think about how good or bad other people are. You do not get time, we do not get any notion in mind to see why he's doing that or why he's doing this. So all of these things of qaybat, which is backbiting or accusing people or making allegations about people or thinking how good or bad people are, judging people, these all come because we do not think about ourselves, because we are not busy with our own problems. So the other thing is taharat of khiyal from long wishes. I had put here some hints, tips on taharat of khiyal. They go start from here. The starting point for taharat of khiyal is to forget people's defects, which I just spoke about. So take these tips, work on them and you will be amazed to see how it helps in understanding any of these lectures or any other lecture or other things that we hear or we learn. A tip for doing Taharat of Khiyal is believe it and understand it and take it into your serious consideration. Whoever you see outside of you are worse than him. You should not judge people based on their zahir, how they look, how they act. You do not know. If we had seen Hur before he comes to Karbala, what would have we judged him? How would we have judged him? One of the worst type of people. Even during the first and second and third day of Karbala, maybe up to the sixth or seventh day of Karbala, we would have judged him the one of the worst type of people, but he ended up to be better than many, many other people. So, know that you are worse than anybody else. This is not something that you have to assume. You have to know. Because, why? Because you don't know what the other people is, how the other person is, how good or bad he can be. So it is an important tip in understanding, alaykum as-salam, in understanding how, in cleansing your khiyal from all these things that we have spoken, which is a helpful, very helpful tip in for Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In making us understand, making our khiyal clean and cleansed, and we are able to tap into the deeper levels of universe and Quran and all of those things. Another tip is check your important religious beliefs such as Allah, Tawheed, Imamat, Revelation, Angels, Hell, Heaven, Qiyamat, etc. and see how much of these we know correctly. I can assure you most of these things that we know now is made by khiyal, is imaginal, is only made by our khiyal. We think that we know of Allah. We think that we know of angels. We think that we know of Qiyamah. We think that we know of heaven and hell. We think, okay, we have only told that, yes, hell is a place of fire, and if you do this and this and this, you will be dragged into hell. Or similar for the heaven. If you do good things, and you believe in all of these good things, and you do good deeds and actions, you will be not dragged, but you will walk happily to heaven. Which, these are what is called external meaning of this thing. Because we have what is called anfusi and afaqi. We have spoken about anfusi and afaqi. Anfusi means things which we have to understand word from within us. If you get the time today, I will talk about this, how it works, that all the ilm and all the knowledge and all the understanding and perception come from within. It's not outside us. So, we have to, when we understand that, then we will understand that Behesht and heaven is you yourself. You yourself become heaven. That is not an external place that you will be dragged and put and go into it. And hell is not a place that you will be dragged and put into it. Although you find verses in Quran that talks about it like this, but you will know and you will learn that heaven and hell is us. We are making heaven and we are making hell. Allah has not created such thing as hell. It is people who make the hell. Okay? So, we have to check all our important beliefs. Important beliefs are, as I have named few of them, but if you go to talqin, those things in talqin which mean you do talqin for to a dead person, all the important beliefs are there. Or even in Ziyarat al Yasin, you will find it. So, you have to check our important religious beliefs. The other tip for Taharat of Khiyal, you have to start removing our imaginations about principle or belief we have learned by intellect. What that means is that, I just spoke, we have learned all of this by khiyal. We have to get rid of them, and we have to start to learn them intellectually. As you remember on Friday, I was talking about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and I said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. That please say your salawat in yourself, so do not interrupt me, and there is no gunah, no sin in it. But I can tell you that امام زمان علیه السلام that what we have learned about Imam Zaman. I forgot what I want going to tell totally. It went off my mind. I start restart again. So to start, you have to start removing these imaginal beliefs that we have made about all these principal beliefs. And we have to learn them intellectually. I said on Friday, this Friday morning, about Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Even the Imam Zaman alayhi salam, he himself, the way we know him is only imaginal. It's only our khiyal. It's only in our khiyal that we know Imam. You will not make any understanding of Imam unless you understand the issue of perfect human. If you understand the issue of perfect human or insan kamil, then we come to understand, then we come to find Imam within our nafs. Imam is with us. Why we do not feel him? Why we do not understand that? Because we do not know these things intellectually. We only know these things by khiyal. The only notion we have about Imam Zaman is when we see him and we can perceive him by our senses. The only way we can say, yes, this is Imam Zaman, it is we see him, say, oh, this is Imam Zaman. Even if we see, I have to tell you, unfortunately, because we don't know Imam Zaman, we cannot even say, unless he says, I am your Imam Zaman. But if you understand, perceive Imam Zaman intellectually, you will feel him with you always. Okay? So, that's another tip, which is like similar to the previous one. The other thing is about thinking about death and visiting the graveyard. It's very important in cleansing of khiyal. Because we all have this notion of this thing of what is called tulul amal. In Farsi and Arabic, tulul amal. The lengthy wishes. Lengthy wishes you can get rid of only when we are reminded of this. If we are reminded of this more frequently, we will gradually lose our tool of amal. We will gradually forget our long wishes. And the other thing is, remember Imam Zaman alayhi salam in all our talks and words and learning and teachings, so it will help us to cleanse our khiyal. Another important tip about